Tonight's program is entitled, Does Yahweh's Law Apply Today? And our guest will be Jah from Ireland. And this is the 7th day of June, year 2001. And before we begin, I just wanted to read you a quick verse out of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. And said, If you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your Father, and do what is right in his sight, and will give ear to his laws, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh Rapha, which is Yahweh your healer. Now if you notice, if you will listen diligently to the voice of your Father, and the Geneva Bible has a note in the section here that says, and do what is right in his sight, the note says, which is to only do that which Yahweh commands. So he commands us, and I could give you, I've got a whole page and a half here of biblical verses which would let you know that his Yahweh indeed does, his law does apply today, but we're going to go into that in more detail and maybe a few other things with our guest. Is Jah on the line yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Nice to be with you again.
Thank you, sir. And how's things in Ireland?
Oh, they're pretty quiet, unfortunately. The request campaign doesn't seem to be getting us very far with the Irish Minister for Heritage. And I believe you understand that because you sent in a request yourself and got a reply which you emailed me about saying that, you know, it was a pathetic reply and that it's obvious that they want people to believe the New World Order's version of things rather than the truth.
Yes, the letter I received from Ireland basically said that they only recognized, quote, licensed archaeologists, and of the licensed archaeologists, they only accepted those with, quote, approved programs.
Yeah, that's right, which is a good way of stonewalling.
Absolutely, and as you said, Jah, it would certainly guarantee that the politically correct version of history will be the one that everybody gets to hear, and they'll never hear a different opposing point of view if they can lock everything up in legalities such as permits and licenses.
Yeah, and that's what they always do. And you must have, well, I know that you personally understand, but maybe the listeners also are starting to understand, maybe some of them understand already, what we're really up against as far as the New World Order is concerned, is that Satan gets the New World Order and his politicians, who are all part of that, to make up rules and regulations to prevent people from doing what God wants them to do, and they make up other rules in order to force them to do things that God doesn't want them to do, in order to control the people. And the only way to defeat the New World Order, and it is the only way to defeat the New World Order, is to get rid of all their legislation and go back to God's laws. This is all that's happening is all predicted in prophecy in the Bible. And I'd like to start off by reading, I hope you listeners have a pencil or a pen and paper to jot down some Bible references. I'm going to read them some passages, and I'm going to tie them together for them, possibly in a way they've never heard before, to explain that all of this was predicted, and also the solution to the problem is also predicted. Now, I found out in various ways that Michigan has a lot of militias, and it prides itself on being the heart of the resistance movement to the New World Order. Well, that's fine, but if they don't fight the way that Yahweh, or Father as I call him, has told them to fight, then they will never win. I know a lot of American people are going on about the American Constitution, and they are most of them unaware that the Constitution was given to them by these people of the New World Order in order to deflect them and keep them away from God's law, because they could never have set up the New World Order if God's laws was in force. So they had to put in the Constitution, and they've written all these nice speeches that sound very noble, but the whole thing is to keep people away from God's laws. If people had kept God's laws, then there would be no New World Order, there would be no Ruby Ridge, there would be no Waco, there would be no Sandpoint, Idaho, none of this, all of these things, none of it would be happening. And they know that. So I'd like to read this piece from the Bible, and I'll give the references so that people can then jot them down, and then later on they can look at them and study them themselves. And I'd like to start with Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. And it's from verse 12 to verse 15 that I'm going to read. And it starts off, "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and lead thee astray to thy destruction. The I Am, which is Yahweh," I hope everybody knows that Yahweh means I Am, and you can't say the Yahweh stand us up, so I'm going to change it into English and put I Am. Okay, so verse 13 is, "The I Am standeth up to plead, and standeth to judge the people. The I Am will enter into judgment of the elders of his people, and the princes thereof." Well, in the context that we would speak today, the elders of his people are the politicians, the senators, the representatives in America, and the princes thereof. And the princes are always known as the princes of the church. That's the cardinals, the bishops, the archbishops, etc. So I'll go to the beginning of that verse again. It says, "The I Am will enter into judgment of the elders of his people, and the princes thereof. For ye have eaten up the vineyard. The share that belongs to the poor is in your houses. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces, and grind the faces of the poor? Saith the I Am, Lord of hosts." So that's the situation that we're in today. Everybody's oppressed. People have been robbed under false legislation. Then Yahweh, or Father, calls to his people, and he says, "Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see." So he's obviously not talking about physically deaf and blind people. He's talking about spiritually deaf and blind people, because he says, "Look and hear, that you may see and hear." And then goes on to explain. This is in Isaiah chapter 42, starting at verse 18 through to verse 23. So he says, "Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is as blind as he that thinks he is perfect, and blind as the I Am servant?" And the I Am servant, and the person, the messenger, the person, the people that he's talking to are the people Israel. Now, most of your listeners are aware of who that refers to. It refers to the 10 lost tribes, which includes the American people. And then he goes on in verse 20 to say, "Seeing many things, but thou takest no notice, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The I Am is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them trapped in pigeonholes," like 9-to-5 pigeonhole of the jobs that they have, where they work as slaves for the system. "And they are hid in prison houses." A lot of people have been wrongly imprisoned. "They are for a prey, and no one delivereth them, for a spoil, and none saith, restore their share to them. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come?" Okay, now you'll notice in verse 21, it says, "The I Am is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable." Now, he doesn't say the American Constitution. He doesn't say the British legal system. He says the law, and he means his law in the Bible, in the Torah, which is in the covenant, which is at the Hill of Tara, and that's what the link with this is that that's what I need to recover. We need to recover, to return to it. Okay, so why did Father allow this to happen to you, to his people? Why did he allow you to end up trapped in pigeonholes, robbed and spoiled, hidden in prison houses, to be for a prey, and no one's delivering them, for it's spoiled, and none says we store their share to them. Who will listen to this? Who will listen? Are any of your listeners listening to this? Are they taking notice? This is Father speaking to them, telling them what's wrong. Okay? So why did Father allow this to happen to you? So then we go to verse 24 of the chapter 42 of Isaiah, which is a continuation. And it says, who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the I Am, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. So, quite clearly, Father is telling you that he has allowed this to happen to you, to teach you a lesson. And the reason it's all happened is because you haven't kept his law. You haven't kept his ways, his statutes, and his judgments. Neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore hath he poured upon him the fury of his anger, and the strength of battle. And it has set him, Israel, the American people, and all the other related peoples, on fire round about. Yet he understood not, and it burned him, and he took it not to heart. He didn't learn from it. He's suffering under it, and he still hasn't learned the lesson that he's only suffering, and he's only being allowed to suffer by Father because they are not keeping his law, which was given to Israel to protect them from oppression by these rich and powerful people of the New World Order. Okay, and in Scripture it says, when my people acknowledge their sin and they seek me, I will hear them. And in their affliction, they will seek me early. So he is allowing all of this to happen to his people, for them to be afflicted, so that they will seek him and seek the solution to their problem. So now you know why you are suffering. So what is the solution? On the last page of the Old Testament, in Malachi, or Malachi, however you want to pronounce it, chapter 4, verse 1 through to 6, at the end of the Old Testament, it tells us, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn like an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the I Am, Lord of hosts, that it shall leave of them neither root nor branch. If there's no root and there's no branch, there is nothing. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the I Am, Lord of hosts. Remember ye and return to the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the I Am. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
And God has sent Elijah the prophet, and that time is now, because I am him.
So he's given us, he's told us what would happen, that the people, their noses would be ground by the grindstone, that they would be robbed and spoiled under false legislation, and he would allow this to happen because the people refused to keep his law. And then he's told you that what you have to do in order to put it right. He's told you that you have to remember and return to the law of Moses, not the American Constitution. The law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. And he says he will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the I Am. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Well, the curse is the one that is expressed in verse 1, which says that the day cometh that will burn like an oven. So he's given you an option, okay? The option is that you return to keeping God's law and his statutes and his judgments, or burn. It's as simple as that. And if you think there's any other option, there isn't. Absolutely none. You can search every page of the Bible that you want. There is no other option. Absolutely none. You have to return to his law, or everybody's going to burn. Now, he's told you that all of this would happen, that the New World Order, which is, there is nothing new about the New World Order. It's been going on for at least 2,600 years. The conspiracy started in Jerusalem, and it was a result of that conspiracy, referred to by both Ezekiel and Jeremiah, that Jerusalem was overthrown, that the temple was destroyed, and that Jeremiah took the Ark of the Covenant with Tiatephri, King Zedekiah's daughter, and Eliphaz, first to Tiphanes in Egypt, and then to Ireland, which I explained in the last program. So there's nothing new about the New World Order. Absolutely nothing. Now, the New World Order, Father has told you how to defeat them. There is only one way. If you don't do it exactly as he tells you, you will lose. Now, I think that you all know what the New World Order have in mind for you, and it isn't nice. Now, you have, really, you're between a rock and a hard place. You're between the rock, which is God's law, and the hard place, which is the New World Order. Because if the New World Order don't get you, then the rock will. He's already told you, if you don't return to his law, that he's going to burn you up. So you either fight the New World Order to reinstate God's law and have God on your side, helping you every step of the way, in which case you will win, or you don't do it, and the New World Order will get you, and after that, you will all burn. So it's fight or die. And I know that you have a lot of militias listening in, but they keep getting themselves in trouble because they don't understand what the Bible says. And they don't understand that God's already told them all this is going to happen. And he's told them exactly what to do to put it right. And he will let them get into trouble, and you'll have Waco's, and you'll have all sorts of other problems until you turn back to God in your affliction. You seek him early and return to his law. Now, the New World Order's power base is their legislation. Without that, they can't operate. If you remove their legislation and go back to God's laws, their whole house of cards will fall. That is why it says in Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the I am your God, which I command you." Okay? So God knew that these people would make their own legislation in order to rob you. Because that's what it is. This legislation they have made up is all illegal. It's fraudulent. And they have used it to take away your money and your land and make you poor and miserable. Okay? And he knew they would do this. This is why he wrote in the law, in Deuteronomy, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you." You will not add to the law. "Neither shall ye diminish anything from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the I am your God, which I command you." Okay? So there's the answer. He knew this was going to happen. He warned you about it, warned you again through Isaiah, and still you didn't listen. And so you ended up in the mess that you're in now. Okay? So the way to defeat the New World Order is to get rid of their legislation, because it's unlawful according to God. The only law that is lawful on this planet is God's law. Now, you claim to be his people. You can't be his people if you don't obey him. You are the children of whom you obey. If you obey God, you are his children. If you obey Satan, then you are Satan's children. You must choose who you will obey. I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about that very, very carefully. Who are you really serving? If you serve the New World Order, if you don't fight them, then you are part of the problem, and you are serving them. And they are serving Satan, and that means that by default, you are serving Satan. You have to fight these people. God has told you if you don't do it and reinstate his laws, that he's going to burn you up. Because it's only by fighting these people and reinstating God's law that you will prove to God whose side you are on. He's not good just saying, oh, well, we're on your side, but we're going to sit here and do nothing, and we're going to help the New World Order because we're not going to fight them. You have to fight them. Now, if we talk about this legislation, and we talk about the Rothschilds, and a long time ago, one of the Rothschilds, I believe it was Mayor Amstel Rothschild, he made a statement, and he lied, because he said, I care not who makes a country's laws, as long as I make their money. Now, that was a lie. And it's proved to be a lie, and I'll explain why. The reason he made that statement, he was a con man. And he made that statement to deceive people. He judged everyone by his own standards. And he assumed that everyone was like him and had their price. Okay, unfortunately, he was right about most people.
John, we have to go to our break. You want to continue that after the break, so just stay tuned for a couple minutes here and we'll continue with that, okay?
Okay.
If you're interested in when John was on the program last, you need to call Steve Melching.
Steve Melching at 219-356-2611.
The number you were just given, and tell him you would like the broadcast of April 3rd, year 2001. And again, that was when Jah was on last time, and we went into the Hill of Tara and Tia Tefi and the Jeremiah the Prophet, etc. An excellent broadcast. Also, I want to remind the folks, if you're in the lower Michigan area, there'll be a rally to support Mark Kornke, Brad Metcalf, and other men who have been unlawfully imprisoned simply because they are, quote, not politically correct. And this is a rally in the Lansing area of lower Michigan. And again, tonight is Does Yahweh's Law Apply? And, John, if you want to pick up where you left off, telling us about the Rothschilds, etc.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned about Mark Kornke and other people who have been wrongfully imprisoned. And they could not have been imprisoned if people had enforced God's law. He hasn't done anything wrong under God's law. Neither did Randy and Vicky Weaver. Neither did the people at Waco, but I'll come to that. Okay, so I'll pick up where I left off. I'll just backtrack a couple of sentences and then pick up the thread for you, okay?
Okay.
So, the New World Order, okay, their legislation is their power base. If you remove that, their whole house of cards will fall, okay? The whole thing will collapse if you do that. And that's why it says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the I am your God which I command you. Now, the commandments he refers to are not just the Ten Commandments. The whole of the Torah, his law, is known as the commandments. So bear that in mind. It says you must return to the laws, the statutes, and the judgments. The commandments are the principles that you must abide by. If you keep to those principles, you will not break the law.